Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And for those of you who are in the L.A. area and would like to call in, the guest call-in number is area code 424-258-9337. And for those of you everywhere else, including here, but the, oh, wow, that was quite the cold snap, San Francisco Bay Area, the toll-free call-in number is 877-697-9725. And as usual, we have producer Kina, who is manning the chat room. So you can log in there and listen in or say hi. And after the show, I will be logging into the chat room to answer questions. So today I am calling the episode Shoulda, Woulda, Coulda, which was one of my mother's favorite sayings. If it was a situation where it was kind of hindsight being 20/20, or, wow, I wish I had done that, or I wish I did this, she'd just look and say, well, shoulda, woulda, coulda. And basically what that meant is if we could go back and change things, yeah, probably most of us would. The question is, how do we shift out of the place of being our own worst critic, indulging in 20/20 hindsight and using it to really reinforce that we really don't have it all together? Let's shift that to the idea that this is an encouraging thing. We become our own best champion instead of our own worst critic. How do we do that? By accepting that shoulda, woulda, coulda is a part of life. We all have those moments we wish we could redo. We all have those choices that if we knew then what we knew now, we would choose something different. So in looking back, it's not about using that as a tool to give ourselves a bad time, to say, wow, see, look at that, you screwed up, you mess that up every time, and then bring in all the history about all the previous mess-ups, and we can just have a nice little party where we pick on ourselves. Or we could use what we learn through shoulda, woulda, coulda, and use that as a positive thing that we can take forward, that we can go, wow, I did that, this was the result, and this is a result I would like even better. It's not, okay, this is how I messed up, and this is why I always mess up. It's not about that. This is about empowerment. It's about taking something that was in the moment, quite honestly, the best choice you knew to make. I pretty much never find anyone, and I certainly don't find in my own case, that when I make a decision, I tell myself, wow, you know what? I'm going on the theory this is going to be an epic failure. And I know it's going to mess up, but I'm going to do it anyway just because I think that would be fun. We don't make choices like that. We make choices because it is the best thing we know to do in that moment with the information we have, with the paradigm that we work with. Yes. Maybe other people can look at it and see, wow, that had failure written all over it, and you were the last one who didn't notice. But honestly, it is the best choice we know to make. It's the best choice based on what we know and what we feel. It's the best choice we can make based on the pattern that we have established for other choices in our lives. Now, taking as an example, often people really want to work on their physical fitness, to make that New Year's resolution, oh, yes, and I'm going to lose 20 pounds, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to be going to the gym 3 times a week by the end of the year, and you reach December, and it's not the way that you wanted it to be. It's not what you envisioned. And you can think of all the things that you could have done differently. It's like, wow, you know what, if I had readjusted my eating in this way, or if I had done this, or, you know, it's like, hey, shoulda, woulda, coulda. What did you learn from it? Well, maybe if I change my eating habits, or if I really talk to, you know, someone who's professionally trained to help me figure out what the best diet for me is, then it might have turned out differently. I might have gotten the result I wanted. But you wouldn't have known that you wouldn't get the results you wanted unless you went through the process. It's really difficult to, in the moment, okay, how is this decision going to impact me in all these different variables? It is almost impossible to figure that out. Well, you know what? I started off the year and I told myself I was going to drink more water. Okay, you can drink more water, and after a while, just drinking water gets really nasty, so you start mixing it with things. And you don't go into that saying, okay, we're just throwing that resolution out the window. It's like, well, no, we'll just shift it this time. Or, well, yeah, I'm not supposed to eat any sugar, but, you know, I'm just going to have it this time. You know, I really need it. I'm stressed out. Or, you know, whatever story gets attached to it. And it is just a story that gets attached to it. So then the end of the year comes. The outcome is not what you envisioned. So then it becomes, yep, yeah, another time that I made the resolution to get in better shape, and it came to be December, and I didn't get into better shape, and I do this all the time, and there's no sense in my doing it, and yet you do it again in January. So remembering that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different outcome, maybe using all those past experiences and saying, okay, I did this time in this way, and it didn't work. And then I did this in this way, and it still didn't work. And I continued to do it, and it still didn't work. So what can be done differently? Well, you know, maybe you can work out a way to exercise with someone who is about the same, you know, physical condition as you are. You don't want to, you know, be the couch potato who hooks up with a marathon runner as your exercise buddy. That's not going to work. And if you find somebody who you can identify with, who can identify with you, then you can support each other, not just on a physical level, but on an emotional level as well, because that's a very difficult process to go into. Connecting with a healthcare professional who could be, you know, either speaking to a nutritionist or a doc, an MD, or just somebody who can give you some guidance to do that type of work in the smartest, healthiest way possible. Figuring the realistic goals. You know, well, I'm a size 22 and I want to be a size 4 in 3 months. Yeah, that's not going to happen. And by not achieving it, you only reinforce the fact that you didn't attain it and you're not going to attain it because of all the hard stories that get told about yourself. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. So we stretch that out. Should have, would have, and could have. Should have is a judgment. Well, we should have done this and we should have done that. It's like, you know what? If you want to play, you know, Monday morning armchair quarterback from the Sunday night game of all the things that should have happened, it'd be a lot gentler for yourself to just allow that you didn't do it. What should have happened, what you should have done, is almost irrelevant. You didn't. You made the choices that you made, and you came up with the outcomes that you came out with. Would have. That's not a judgment, but it also does not empower. Well, I would have done this, but you didn't. I would have gone to the gym, but, and as soon as that but happens, anything that follows it is a story. Well, I would have, but I wasn't feeling well, or but I wasn't, you know, I couldn't afford the membership. I'm not saying that the story is bad, and I'm not saying that the story isn't justified, but it is a story. I would have gone, anything that follows it devalues what came before it. Well, I'd love to go out with you, but, which means, no, you wouldn't love to go out with them. It creates a situation where we go into that place of what would have been had we made different choices, but the truth is we didn't make different choices. So, could have. Well, it's sort of like would have, but it's actually a little bit more empowering, because to say, well, I could have done this, it creates an opportunity where you're acknowledging that you had a way of making a different choice, but you chose what you chose. So would have goes in intention. Well, I would have done it, but you didn't. I could have done it, meaning that I could have done that in addition to several other choices. I just didn't choose that. So shoulda, woulda, coulda takes us through an entire process of, oh, wow, you know, I should have done this, self-judgment, I would have done this, but I didn't. And, you know, it's like, well, I would have done this. Or have you ever had a conversation with somebody that you continue having long after that person has left, you know, you? It's like, well, you know, I would have told them this and I would have told them that. And, you know, if I had thought about it, I would have said this cutting comment or this encouraging comment or, you know, all the scenarios in the alternate universe that happens once we really have a chance to think about what we want to say. I could have, but I didn't choose to. Bringing all of that in, you know, you go through that process of self-judgment. The trick is not to stay there. Say, okay, the choices that I made ended up giving me results that were not what I desired. How can I use that to move into a place where I can get the results that I want? And it really is a matter of just initially just shifting that wording. I did not get the results that I expected to get. It doesn't make the results good, bad, or otherwise. They could have been better than what you expected. I just didn't get what I expected. What I want to achieve is this. So based on what I did, I know what doesn't work. So the trick is finding out what does. And often that means consulting with other people, getting some advice, going to professionals, finding out, you know, let's say in continuing with the idea that it's an issue of, you know, getting the physical form that you want, whether it's weight gain, weight loss, muscle density, endurance, you know, you want to run a marathon, whatever it is you want, more than likely you are not going to be able to solve that issue by yourself. Getting input, getting advice, and getting advice from people who actually are either doing it or who are, you know, have some sort of knowledge in a particular area. They have expertise in it. Being able to find that good, solid guidance to go, okay, there is a roadmap that I could follow. You're not locked into it. You don't have to do what somebody says just because they hold expertise. It is only a matter of gaining information about the possibilities. You didn't do one thing, so you could do something else. that will shift the results into a place that you are going to be able to work with. Often in relationships, when we look at the whole shoulda, woulda, coulda scenario, maybe it's, you know what, I should have married that other guy because that would have been so much better, but I married this person and it didn't work out, or I should have had kids when I was much younger, but I didn't, and so now I'm older, or I, you know, and just all of these things that interact with relationships. It could be a job. You know, I should have taken that job. Why didn't I take that job? Because I would have been much happier. The old saying that the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence still valid today. When we envision another scenario, often we look at it and take it through an entire storyline. Well, if I had done that, then this would have happened and I would have met this person and they would have been wonderful and then we would have had, you know, we would have gotten married and we would have had kids and we'd have this wonderful life and I'd have a beach house and all of that would have happened if I had gone out with this person. Well, it might, but it's not saying definite. And you're not coming from a place of information. You're coming from a place of, gee, you know, that would be a really nice dream. And there's nothing wrong with really nice dreams. Unfortunately, at some point we wake up and there's a reality piece. Relationships, there's work involved in that. And deciding what it is that that work needs to look like in order for you to get the result that you want. I was speaking with someone over the weekend, and they said something that I considered absolutely brilliant. And what she told me was her number one relationship rule is be nice to me. That's number one. Everything else comes after that. First and foremost, you will be nice to me. And when we look at especially shoulda, woulda, coulda comes into play very often in relationships. And often we are gauging the apparent success or failure of that relationship based on the ideal that we had in mind. They rode off into the sunset and lived happily ever after. It's like, well, what happened after the sunset? What happened when everyday processes came in, when everyday challenges, when disagreements came in? It wasn't just they lived happily ever after. And often when we hit those places where we are after the happily ever after and things aren't so happy, that's where shoulda, woulda, coulda comes in. That's where the judgment comes in. Wow, did I choose the right person? Now, if you're in a relationship where the person is not nice to you, and if their tendency is to either demeaning or physically or emotionally, you know, really unhealthy, that is not something that you really need to pursue. You need to think long and hard as to whether or not that's something that you want in your life. And just sitting around saying, oh, well, I should have gone with this person, or I would have been this if it weren't for the person that I chose. It's like, well, then figure out a way to either choose differently or figure out a way to get through to the person that you're with that, you know what, we need a new paradigm. We need a new way of thinking. We need a new way of being. So when we look at our options that the choices that we've made, the options that we had, and how it turned out, well, you can decide if you want to go along with what it is that you've been doing. And you have every right to do that. I will defend your right to stay in whatever paradigm you choose. I mean, it's your paradigm. What I would offer is that you consider whether or not that is something that has brought you happiness. whether it is something that takes more energy from you or brings energy to you. And that could be a job, it could be a relationship, it could be a any type of situation, a friendship, a hobby. I don't know. If you've got a hobby that is requiring all of your time and you're really not enjoying it, but you've thrown yourself into it, you might want to figure life is short. Do you really want something that is going to create more pressure for you? And if you're doing something because somebody else thinks that it's what you should be doing, once again, should is a judgment. Well, I should be doing this with my life. Then if that's what you want to do with your life, then figure out why you're not doing it. You may have a really good reason for not doing it. And maybe there's a solution there. And you can find somebody who can help you work through and figure out the solution. At this time of the year, depression is such a huge issue. And falling into this shoulda, woulda, coulda scenario does not help at all. In fact, it will make it worse. Dwelling on the things that you didn't get done, what you didn't accomplish, what you may have lost, is not going to help you move forward into creating the world that you want to be able to be in. It's not going to help you find peace. It only adds to the downward spiral. And cutting that off as quickly as possible is a really, really good idea. You don't want to get caught in that because there's no bottom to it. If you get so caught in the fact that you didn't achieve something and remove the energy that will allow you to achieve it and to move into that place of forward motion, as long as it's allowing you to move forward either towards your goal or towards creating a new goal, the important thing is don't get so caught up in giving yourself a bad time because you didn't achieve something, or because you tried it and it didn't work. Maybe there's a different way you can try it. Maybe there's something else you can do. And bringing in a little bit of compassion for yourself, bring in a little bit of understanding. Some people say it's like, well, don't make excuses. Everything is an excuse. No, sometimes it's not as much an excuse but a reason. And when viewed objectively, I did not go to the gym and work out 3 times a week because I can't afford it. Okay, that is a reason, and a very valid one, not to go work out. Now, if you're drinking Starbucks 3 to 4 times a day, every day, yeah, you could probably take your Starbucks money and say, okay, I will only do Starbucks 1 time, 3 times a week, and the rest of that money I'm going to put towards being able to go and work out. And when you go and work out, like I said, make sure you've got somebody who can go with you, somebody who you can encourage, who can encourage you. If we're talking about a job opportunity, don't sit and dream of what the perfect job for you would be. Imagine it, envision it, then work on manifesting it. If this is my heart's passion, I want to go be a rodeo clown, and that is your passion. Don't know why, but maybe that's your passion. You don't just sit and say, wow, I wish I could do that. Wow, if I had gone to school for being a rodeo clown earlier in my life, I would do that. And I could have been that now. It's like, you know what? Look up information, find out what you need to do. I mean, it's tremendously physically taxing, and it's dangerous. And if that's something you're passionate about, find out what you can about it. Don't just say, well, there's no way I could do that. So figure out a way. If it means that much to you, You don't stop at shoulda, woulda, coulda. You move forward. You say, okay, I didn't get what I wanted, but I still want it. So what else can I do? How else can I work this out? At this time of the year, people are kind of closing down the New Year's resolutions. If you didn't get it done by now, more than likely you're not going to get it done. Maybe if you said, okay, I want to go skydiving. Yeah, you probably, you still have time in the year to go skydiving if you want. I'd like to go to Europe. You got the money? Hey, go for it. You still got a few weeks. But if it's something like, well, I want to get into better shape or I want to do this. Now, you can get into better shape from where you are in a couple of weeks. It's just it may not be evident until into next year. So for the most part, people are starting to wind down their New Year's resolutions and getting ready for the new ones. I offer to you the possibility that you look at the old resolutions. Don't make new ones. Go back to those old ones and then figure out maybe a different way that you can manage it. Your dreams should never stop at shoulda, woulda, coulda, because they're yours. They belong to you, nobody else's. And it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be something you can enjoy that's going to bring, excitement and joy into your life. Enjoy the process. Be a part of it. Be empowered with it. You don't have to throw away the old resolutions. Just throw away your old way of dealing with it. Try something new. And maybe, who knows, by this time next year, you could be ready for a whole new list because you got the old one done. Thank you for joining me. And we will be back next Thursday at the same time here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you'd like to learn more about me, you can check out my website at www.thehealing-house.com. If you have any questions for me, and especially for those of you who are listening on archives, you can always contact me with questions, comments, or concerns at healinghouseradio@the-healing-house.com. So whether you're closing down your old resolutions or you're in the process of making new ones, whether you're dealing with something that has really been heavy on you that you want to change, or maybe you're coming to the realization that, you kind of like it that way. And maybe somebody else wants you to change, but you really don't feel like it. It doesn't matter. If you choose something to be different, then it's just a matter of figuring out how to make it happen. It's all up to you, really. You can't change how the rest of the world reacts around you, but you can decide how you want to react to the rest of the world. Create the change that you want to create. You don't have to borrow somebody else's shoulda, woulda, coulda. Because if you leave it there, you're missing out on the gift. You're missing out on the opportunity. And you're missing out on the lesson. So take shoulda, woulda, coulda. Move through it. Move through the judgment. Move through all of that stuff. And then get to I will, because that's where you want to be anyway. The action item, the action step, the positive forward motion. Acknowledge what messed up, what didn't work, because that's what you learned from it. And then move on. So have a wonderful week. Take care of yourselves. Be blessed. And keep your forward motion. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Take care.